TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Good morning to you. Happy Monday morning. It's the start of the work week. It sucks for everybody because, you know, we don't want to go to work. We don't want to give up our weekend now that it's over and head into the work week. But we're going to do so with a little touch of Driving with DeMarco. My name is Greg DeMarco. You can follow me on the Twitter at ChairShotGreg. Of course, the website is thechairshot.com at thechairshot.com. If you are listening, you're probably a patron. If not, head on over to patreon.com/thechairshot. It's just $5. You get 2 editions of Driving with DeMarco every weekday. I even laid down a bonus edition on Saturday morning. It was very, very exciting. And it was just a lot of fun. That was a fun, fun show of the Saturday morning edition of Driving with DeMarco. You also get Pod Is More, the hashtag Miranda Show, and so much more. Great content available to you as a patron at patreon.com/thechairshot. That's patreon.com/thechairshot. And when you're at thechairshot.com and you're reading the amazing articles we have and you're listening to the fantastic free podcast that we have, you can also do so wearing your very own Chair Shot t-shirt by heading on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Jesus did the job. We got hashtag save tag team wrestling, which I think we got to dig into this week, and so much more, including the Baron Corbin sucks t-shirt endorsed by the man himself, Baron Corbin. And I quote, "I dig it." That's what he said. If you love Baron Corbin, you should buy this shirt because you want him to get over as a heel. If you hate Baron Corbin, you should buy this shirt because you want to show the world that you hate Baron Corbin. Either way, you should buy this shirt, and you can get it at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. You can go to thechairshot.com, pick store on the menu, or of course, the easy way, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Now, I want to dig into today's topic here in a second. It's going to be a little interesting, a little surprising for you, but I think it should be a lot of fun. So what do you say? We do this. Topic number one for the week. It's exciting. It's exciting to dig into topic number one here this week on what I believe should be April 29th. If I get that wrong, I apologize. Quick reminder, I'm driving. So if I have to stop at any point, if you hear weird noises, if the directions, the GPS lady jumps in and has something to say, those are all part of the equation as well. But topic number one is going to be a little bit surprising because I thought about chiming in with my thoughts on a major wrestling organization like Impact Wrestling bringing in Michael Elgin in 2019. But here's the thing. I just don't have anything to say. Like, I just can't dig too much into that. And plus, I didn't watch it. I have not watched Impact Wrestling Rebellion yet. And that's really the topic that I want to get into now. I shared with you my Saturday plans on the bonus edition of Driving with DeMarco, as I kind of told you how I became a fan of the wrestling business. If you haven't listened to it, please go back and do so. It's a great listen. Kind of open your eyes to how I got started in this crazy world of wrestling as a kid and as a fan, not really on the business side of things. That'll come later. But I laid out my plans for you. So my Saturday, I got up nice and early. When it was time to leave the house, I basically headed over to the store, picked up some supplies for the cooler, got some ice, got some drinks, got some snacks, all that stuff. Came home, finished getting the kids ready and the wife. We hopped on into the SUV. We headed on over to the first set of soccer fields for the first game. Set up our tent, had the cooler, all that stuff, watched my son's team play. My son is a goalkeeper on one of the top 20 teams in the state of Arizona, so that kind of tells you where we were, what we were doing. Tough game for them. They were playing a team that was number 6 in the state, used to be number 3. Didn't go their way. It's okay. packed everything up, headed on up to Peoria, Arizona, which is not too far away, a little bit further north for game number two. Stopped off, grabbed a bite to eat on the way, went to game number two. Didn't win that one either. That's okay. Very, very tough team. Two tough teams on Saturday. That's what happens when you're in the top 20. You know, you're going to play some hard teams because you're always in the highest division, highest bracket of a tournament, which is what this was. It's where we were. Hopped back into the car, headed east to Scottsdale, Arizona, for an 8 p.m. showing of Avengers Endgame. I won't go into detail yet because I don't know if you've seen it. Then we won't go into, you know, wrestling, spoiler-free, not so much. Something like this. This is a once-in-a-lifetime movie. I'm going to stay spoiler-free. Movie was over at the Studio Movie Grill where we had our dinner, and it was just a great time. Well worth the $90 that I spent on the food. Hopped back into the car, headed home, got home after midnight. Everybody still needed to shower, get to bed, all that good stuff. Sunday, got back up, had to restock the cooler a little bit, back over to the store, some more ice, some more water, get things going that way. Headed over to the soccer field, game number three. They won. They came in third for the tournament, get the bronze medal. Very exciting to pick up a third place finish in the highest ranked bracket in the state. Head on home from there, stop off, eat some food, get home, and then it was all about the grocery shopping and getting everything together. And then I even took a little nap, which was nice. Had a little bit of work to do after that, and then it was bedtime. Brings us to this morning. Now, why did I tell you that whole story? There's a very important reason why I told you that story. All right, outside of the work that I had to do for the chair shot, which is, of course, publishing and things like that, I watched approximately zero wrestling this weekend. I didn't watch anything. I didn't listen to podcasts. Had them on in the background, but I didn't actually listen to them to gain and learn and grow and be entertained by them. All right, they were background noise on occasion. I didn't watch anything on WWE Network. I didn't have any major events to watch or cover. I did nothing. Nothing in terms of wrestling. I had a complete weekend, a fully wrestling-free weekend. And I got to tell you, it was fantastic. Now, I'm not saying that this is the impetus for me to give up the world of professional wrestling. That'll happen the day I die. Wrestling is never going anywhere in my life unless it completely goes off the deep end. But I took a break. It wasn't even on purpose. It just, my weekend was so crazy and so busy, it's what I had to do. And wrestling took a back seat. And that's okay. It was wonderful that wrestling took a back seat, because here's the thing. Tonight's Raw, right? Monday Night Raw. I don't have soccer practice for my son coming off a tournament. Then I'll have tryouts until a couple weeks from now. So it's pretty much, you know, some downtime here for the next couple weeks with that part of our lives. I can watch Raw live if I want to. And I'm ready for it. My brain is ready. My body's ready. It's ready for WWE Raw tonight because I took the weekend off of professional wrestling. And there's value there. And that's what I want to talk about, the value. We get so obsessed with wrestling, especially WWE. And Christopher Platt over on Pod is War will tell you this, and this is not a new concept, this is an old concept, but love and hate are two sides of the same coin, and that coin is called obsession. And we've all talked about that before, we've heard about that before. And wrestling fans that love the product and wrestling fans that hate the product, they're obsessed with it. And look, I am too. I wouldn't run a website if I wasn't. Like, that's just the God's honest truth. But you need a break from it. And with that obsessive behavior, sometimes you got to take a step back. And I see people complain till the end of time about WWE on Twitter, on Facebook, even on Instagram sometimes, wherever they can. And I tell them the same thing. Stop watching. Take a break. This product's not for you. And nearly every single time, they can't. They just simply cannot do it. The great example a couple years ago was when Kenny Omega, before he won the IWGP Heavyweight Championship, everybody wanted him in WWE. And the reason was simple. They didn't want to work for it. All right, you could see Kenny Omega on New Japan World. You could see him at the time in Ring of Honor. There were so many ways for you to see Kenny Omega, but you wanted it on your television easy on Monday nights or on Tuesday nights and one Sunday a month on pay-per-view. And you weren't able to work for it. You weren't able to get the subscription. You weren't willing to get the subscription. There is so much good wrestling out there that you don't need to complain. But with everything that we love, our bodies and our brains need a break. We talk about the value of an off-season in wrestling. and how much wrestlers can benefit from time off to heal their body, to heal their mind from the wear and tear of the travel. Well, guess what? It's equally beneficial for you as a fan to take some time off. Maybe that's a weekend. Maybe that's a week. Maybe that's a quarter, 3 months. Maybe it's a year. Maybe you just got to go away and not even seek it out until it finds you again. Who knows? But if you are burnt out on wrestling, and I wasn't even burnt out on wrestling. This is preventative maintenance to keep from getting burnt out. But if you are burnt out on wrestling, you need a break. It's that simple. Wrestling will beat you down. Wrestling will wear you out, just like it does to those in the business itself. But you have the opportunity to relax. You have the opportunity to take a break. Take that chance. Take that opportunity to relax yourself, to have some time off, to relax your brain and relax your emotions. Wrestling is an emotional product. It tugs at you in different ways. It's supposed to. When wrestling gets you involved at the emotional level, wrestling wins. That's how this business works. That's how this business shows that it's being successful. That's how we do it. That's how you make it work. So think about that. Think about the value of taking a break. If you watch an Avengers movie every single week, it would wear on you. All right? But if you watched one every month, you'd probably be okay with it. When you're watching three a year, man, you're ready. You want it and you need it. WWE is not going to give you that. They're not going to give you that downtime. They're a 52-week-a-year product. They put out at least one pay-per-view a month, if not two, like we're probably going to get in June. This is what they do. So you've got to build in your own break. You've got to make sure that you are mentally prepared to be a fan. And that's my big learning point this weekend. It was impromptu. I didn't plan to have a wrestling-free weekend. I didn't realize it until this morning when I got up and was doing some stuff before I go to work. Because even though I get to work at 7 o'clock, I actually do a few things before I leave the house to get to work. Some of those house-related, some of those website-related, you just never know. But the world of professional wrestling is going to go on whether we are there or not. So give yourself that break. When I realized this morning that I hadn't watched wrestling all weekend, I was satisfied with that. I was satisfied with the notion that I took a break from wrestling this weekend. And now I'm refreshed. I'm ready. Do it for yourself. Take a break. Whatever that break needs to be. I think a weekend here and there is probably perfect. As long as you have something else to do, distract yourself. If you just sit around and do nothing, that will be fun because you're probably going to think about wrestling. Don't watch wrestling for a weekend. This is my challenge to you. Don't watch wrestling for a weekend, but fill that time with something else you enjoy. Give wrestling an off season or an off weekend. The NFL does it. The NBA does it. Baseball does it. Hockey, soccer. They all have off seasons. Everything but wrestling. Wrestling and UFC doesn't have off seasons. And UFC fighters don't fight every week. They get their own off season. It's just a rotation. Again, something WWE can learn from. But give that off season, give that downtime to yourself. That's my big learning. There is value in taking time away from professional wrestling. So give yourself that value. Take time away from it. You will love it even more in the long run. And if you don't love it more because of the time away, then maybe you didn't give yourself enough time away. Because if you've been going at this for 15 years and never took a moment to breathe, you might need a couple months away from it, to be honest with you. But give yourself time. Start with a weekend. Take this upcoming weekend. Don't watch wrestling. I don't care if your favorite indie is going to be online and they're going to have a show. You can watch it on Monday. You can stay away from the websites. You can stay away from the results. And I say that as a guy who puts out a website. Because even as a publisher, you are more valuable to me as a lifelong fan than a fan who gets burnt out in the next 6 months. So take time away, take a weekend, and allow yourself to be a fan. There's value in the time off. That's going to do it. I hope you enjoyed this very different AM edition of Driving with DeMarco, episode number one for the week. Hopefully your workday goes well, you enjoy yourself, and you find more things to love. And hopefully you can watch Raw and SmackDown with an open mind this week. And this is all, I'm going to clue you into something I'm going to talk about here in the future. Hopefully you can turn on the television for Raw and SmackDown looking for something to enjoy and not something to hate. I am on the Twitter at ChairShotGreg. You can also find the website at thechairshot.com. This show is available on Patreon, patreon.com/thechairshot. You can, of course, get your merchandise at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. This has been Driving with DeMarco. Enjoy your week. We will talk to you this afternoon on the PM edition of Driving with DeMarco.